Parshat Vayishlach, between the episode of the meeting of Yaakov with his brother Esav, until the story of the plight of Dinah in Shechem, there are a number of psukim, there are a few psukim, four or five psukim, that relate to Yaakov and his family arriving in Shechem, actually to the outskirts of Shechem. And I found there two profound thoughts which I'd like to convey to you. One is from Rav Hirsch. Hirsch speaks about that Yaakov puts up a matseva, and he writes that there's a difference in attitude of all the nations of the world vis-a-vis the concept of the relationship, the human being's relationship with God Almighty, religion, and the Jewish concept, as depicted in these brief psukim by Yaakov. So Rav Hirsch basically writes that religion of the entire world is based upon belief and hope, God we trust, comfort and strength. We look towards God for comfort and for strength. However, that's not Judaism. Judaism is based upon keeping his laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, as the one tree of life for the individual and for the nation, and hopefully the day will come for the entire world. In short, he sees religion, the Jew, as complete free will, cheerful obedience to the divine Torah, and that is the concept of the matseva, a treasure which he claims has only begun, and only the Jewish people, the house of Jacob, understand. It's not just my turning to God in a time of need, for comfort, for strength, illness, despondency, but it's living a certain lifestyle. That's what God wants, and that's what's going to make me happy. Then I'd like to turn to the Oznayim LaTorah on these few psukim, where Rav Zalman Sorotzkin writes the following thing. He quotes a Gemara in Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Yud Bet, and then a Medrash Rabbah, where he says, we find throughout the Tanakh three places in Israel where the property, the field, whatever you would call it, the mountain, was purchased and paid for COD, full cash. One is Marat HaMachpelah. Two, this pasuk, where he buys this land from Shechem, that the Medrash Chazal point out that Yaakov saw in Nevuah that his son Yosef, after all of the years of being in Mitzrayim, Galut Mitzrayim, will be brought out, Atzmot Yosef will be taken out of the Galut Mitzrayim and brought to Eretz Yisrael and be buried in a plot of land that belongs unequivocally to the Jewish people. And just as Avram purchased Marat HaMachpelah, It's our land. We paid for it. So the place where Yosef is to be buried, Yaakov, so he says, I have to buy it and pay for it cash right now. And then, of course, is the purchase in the time of David HaMelech, the purchase of place of the Beit HaMikdash. And Rabbi Zalman Sarotzkin points out, I'd like to read it. Upela hadavar, o nifla davar, shedavka gimel mekomot kdoshim elu. These three places, she'ein leumot ha'olam aleihem shum tana. They have no rights to complain, the nations of the world. And yet, it's in constant attack against the Jewish people. Even now, afilu ata, with an ayin, today, bimei atchala kibbutz galiot, tzorei Yisrael, our enemies, shekimat she'eim einichim livnei Yisrael agyeshet alein litpalel shama. How much service we have to get tomorrow at HaMachpelah, what they yes, what they know, and not to go near Kevri Yitzchak, and such limitations. For crying out loud, we bought it and we paid for it. It's ours. No favors, no nothing. Going up to Harabayit, and the kever of Yosef Avinu. And perhaps this is the sign that the Shechin is also in Galut together with us. Hashem Yishlach Lanu, he writes, Goel Tzedek B'mehera Yomeinu Amen. That we should, Amir Hashem, have the feeling that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Proudly, legally, it's ours. And the Umot Olam, hopefully, will believe in this too. And the Shechina, with all of its beauty, all of its Kedusha, will turn with all of the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael. Amen.